This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome in to the Giants Center in Hershey. Greg Warnock and Greg Smith with you here to bring you quarterfinal and second round consolation action here from the Giants Center in Hershey. Thank you to Jason Tennant for all his work through the PIAA tournament thus far. And Greg, welcome back for another year in the Giants Center.
Glad to be back, Greg. Pleasure is all mine. Excited for us to be back here at the Giants Center. Excited to jump right in with girls wrestling. And we've got, as Jason alluded to, we've got you the rest of the way from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
That's right. Greg and I are with you here to bring wrestling action in Araceli Clem. I know I was going to screw up the second we went in, but she's going to be the first one out here at 100 pounds.
Yeah, Clem, this will be a, Clem coming up from Canada McMillan. She'll take on, it's like a Stank from Quakertown.
Yeah, wrestling not quite underway yet, but we'll focus on Clem, as she'll be the only Washington Green County wrestler out here in this matchup. It's a quarterfinal at 100 pounds, yep. And they're underway.
Ashley Stank of Quakertown. And they are on mat one. Giving myself some direction here, too, getting oriented.
That's right. It can be a little overwhelming at first when you first get in here, right?
You got to get your bearings straight, but it's Clem circles on the outside of the mat. Not quite fully tied up, just fighting for wrist control. Clem will break away from that and separate. Clem appearing to be the aggressor, at least a little bit, with trying to hand fight and tie up. Trying to control her positioning. Seen a couple kind of shot, fake shot attempts, but still on their feet. No score as Clem breaks away from the tie-up again. Minute gone here in this first period. Shot faked from Clem. Still just sort of an arm's length away from each other, Clem and Stank are. Clem now with an underhook, or part of an underhook, with that left arm of hers. Again, still hand fighting as Clem nearing the edge of the mat. Official telling him to center back up, but Clem will stay on the periphery of the mat. Stank pushes in. Shot attempt by Stank in on the left leg of Clem. Clem sprawls back, trying to make that left leg heavy. They'll go out of bounds and go back to neutral. 27 seconds remain. First period, no score. Clem of Canada McMillan, Stank of Quakertown.
Raya Senepal of Burgistown is on deck at number five, so she'll be our next Washington Green County wrestler coming up.
Yep. Stay focused on that as Greg and Jason Pryor. Shot in attempt by Clem. She's in on the right leg of Stank, trying to switch over to a double. Stank now trying to sprawl back and get around behind, but they will run out of time. A scoreless first period. This is a quarterfinal match at 100 pounds. Araceli Clem of Canada McMillan, Ashley Stank of Quakertown. Stank will choose down to begin the second period, so Clem will ride on top. Quick sit out there, and quickly Stank back into Clem, facing forward, has the leg of Clem trying to work into it. Clem just trying to get her hips back and circle back behind as Stank is in pretty deep on the leg. Clem trying to split with that right leg back. And now trying to work her own ankle out. Stank now drives into the body. Clem now perpendicular on the mat. And Stank, with a two-point reversal on Clem of Ken McMillan. She leads 2-0, 45 seconds into the second period. Stank now rides on top. Still riding on top. Clem just trying to get her knees up underneath her and work back to her base. As Stank trying to work an arm bar on the left arm of Clem, trying to walk up towards the head. Stank getting around, and Stank is going to have Clem turned onto her back. Near fall points coming, and Clem doing her best to try and keep those shoulder blades up as Stank was able to run that bar up and over the head. She's got four near fall points coming. About 35 seconds remaining in the second period, trying to sit into that and getting that right shoulder of Clem back down to the mat. Clem might be able to get out the backside here as Stank trying to find the balance of, and now trying to lean back into Clem, trying to get that shoulder blade back. Still about 17 seconds, and there is the fall. Ashley Stank of Quakertown, a fall at 3:44 of the second period over Aracella Clem, of Cannon McMillan. So Stank onto the semifinals, Clem down into the consolations at 100 pounds.
So our next wrestler will be Senna Paul from Burgistown. She'll be coming up here in just a short while. The match in front of her is in the second period with a 12-2 score. So we'll keep a close eye on that. We'll take a timeout, and we will come back here with Raya Senna Paul here in just a moment. You are listening to the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Raya Senna Paul of Burgistown is underway. Quarterfinal matchup at 112 pounds. For Burgistown, she is taking on Kylie Trostel from Elko. 30 seconds into the match. Just a couple of hand ties, hand fights right now.
Make sure you say put Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan on deck on mat one after Senna Paul.
So about halfway through this first period, they are scoreless right now. Trying to just hand fight right now.
Trustle's trying to pin that right arm of Senna Paul, but Senna Paul does a nice job to free it.
Now into a tie-up. 40 seconds left, opening period. Senna Paul trying to snap down. Back into a tie-up. duck under attempt. Not able to get there now. Driving in. And they're still in bounds as Trostel tries to drive it on a shot, and they go out of bounds. 21 seconds left, still scoreless.
Yeah, just ran out of space there for Trostel. Santa Paul was in some trouble, but does a nice job of knowing where she was on the mat and being willing to force herself out of bounds, not giving up any points.
Back into a tie up here for the final 10. And it's scoreless at the end of the first period. The last Santa Paul here to be in the Hershey Arena, as we got both Joey and Parker successful here for Burgerstown as well.
Yeah, looking over the girls' sheet of local wrestlers and seeing a lot of repeat last names, which is just awesome to see. The family wrestling is now running on both sides.
Trostel took bottom for the second period and gets up to her feet. Santa Paul able to bring her back down to the mat. Now getting a leg in, but up to a tripod is Trostel. Now she gets up to her feet and out for one.
Smart by Santa Paul there. She didn't quite get that leg in, probably as deep as she would like. So just bail out, give up the escape, and live to fight another day.
So just a 1-0 score right now, and Santa Paul tried to get positioning, but unable to, and they break out of the tie, and now back in on a front headlock as Trostel. Santa Paul drives in, out of bounds. 1:12 to go in the second.
Again, you mentioned at the beginning, this is a quarterfinal match, so winner here advancing to the semis. Loser down into the, I guess that would be the blood round here after that, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, correct. So, yeah, and if you win here, you're in the top six.
Yeah, a lot on the line here in these quarterfinal matches.
Drag by attempt to no avail, and now trying to get on the right arm of Santa Paul is Trostel. But she has the left elbow hooked. And it's interesting, it kind of ties up Santa Paul a little bit. She's able to get those arms free.
Try that in the first period, too.
Shot in by Santa Paul. Trying to come out the back door. She's in on the left leg of Trostel. Trostel just trying to flatten out, and she does. She not only able to get that leg free, but spins behind Santa Paul for the takedown with 15 seconds left. It's now 4-0. Trostel out in front.
Good wrestling from Trostel there. That was a pretty good shot. I thought Santa Paul was in pretty deep there. Trostel does a nice job, though, to turn that into points, and second period will come to an end, and Santa Paul with work cut out for trailing 4-0. Again, Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan on deck on mat one. Just 30 seconds remain in that one, so we'll make sure to pick up her match at the conclusion of Santa Paul's.
So this is all quarterfinals here for the girls in this round, followed by a round of consolations. Santa Paul on the bottom here for this third period. At her base right now. Trying to get her legs free. Now sit out and turn attempt.
Santa Paul's going to have to find a way up to her feet. Again, just trailing by four and escaping a takedown. Get you back to where you need to be.
Down to about a minute to go in this third period.
Coming on to mat one here. We'll get this going here as soon as Santa Paul's match is done. Marley Solomon of Cannon McMillan, 118-pound quarterfinal match against Gianna Montaguerra of Governor Mifflin. So Montaguerra and Solomon underway.
Yeah, keep an eye on that one. Solomon turning state champ for Cannon McMillan. 30 seconds left for Santa Paul.
A quick shrug takedown there by Solomon. She quickly is out to a 3-0 lead.
Down to 15 seconds for Santa Paul. Still unable to get out from underneath of Trostel. And Trostel will ride for the balance of the third period and will defeat Santa Paul 4-0. So Santa Paul will come back to wrestle in the consolations as Trostel a 4-0 winner.
Marley Solomon wasting no time after her quick takedown. She found four near fall points and is now working an arm bar kind of into a half. Looks like she's got more near fall points waiting. So Marley Solomon out to a double-digit lead here to begin. Now sits through with that arm bar looking for the fall. Has Montaguerra stuck. She's going to come back and let go of the arm bar. She'll claim her four near fall points. And with 35 seconds to go, already leads 11-0. See if Solomon looks for one more attempt at near fall points. Might be able to wrap this match up here in the first period.
He is just so dominant.
So dominant.
Outstanding wrestler for Cannon McMillan. Looking to repeat as a state champ.
Montaguerra just sort of spayed out all fours, trying to just stave off this first period assault from Solomon. The period will come to a close, but Marley Solomon, as Greg mentioned, dominates the first period. She leads 11-0 as we go to the second. I'll be honest, I'm not sure whose choice it was, but
Solomon chose neutral.
Yeah, yep. Probably shouldn't take down just to get the escape and then...
You know, it's something I've noticed, at least on the boys' side, is Cannon McMillan has been going neutral with their choices.
Okay.
And I think a part of that has to do with just getting more time on their feet as opposed to wasting time underneath trying to get the escape. Thought is, you know, now takedown's worth 3 points.
Right. You can still stack them pretty quick. And Solomon behind... lifts and brings Montaguerra to the mat. There's another 3-point takedown. 14-0. Solomon leads. Still a minute 25 to go. Second period there. Again, Greg mentioned quarterfinal match. And there Solomon will cut. Montaguerra tries to step by there. Another drag. Goes right into Montaguerra. I don't think. And there is the near fall. Or excuse me. There is a takedown for Solomon. That will wrap that up. A technical fall for Marley Solomon over Gianna Montaguerra of Governor Mifflin. 17-1, Solomon of Canamac into the semifinals.
We're going to step aside and tell you what's coming up here next for Washington and Greene County here on the girls' side in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
So the Washington Green County wrestlers go 1-for-3 so far in this quarterfinal round as Clem and Saint-Paul both knocked into the consolation. Sullivan into the semifinals. The last Washington Green County wrestler still to come here in this round of quarterfinals is Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township, and she'll be coming up at 190. Right now they are at 124. It's all over the place, honestly. 118 to 136. But I would say the average here seems to be 124.
Yep.
Is where we're at with some on-deck wrestlers in 130 and 136. So we have a few weight classes to go. So we'll send it over to the FM side. Come back here in about maybe 15 minutes or so just to come back to it. We'll make sure we're on before Giulianelli would ever hit the mat, so that way then we can make sure we're ready to go to bring you that quarterfinal action. And then in addition to that, once that match is complete, I think there's only going to be one other weight class after Giulianelli.
Right.
And then we're going to be swinging right into consolations.
So. Yeah, we'll have a lot of consolation stuff ready for you. So, yeah, make sure to stay by once we come back here in probably 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, and that'll be include Ella Trahan and Malia Ramos of Ramos, of Cannon McMillan, Trahan from Fort Cherry. They're both coming up at 106 pounds. So that'll come relatively quickly, and we'll be here for that whenever that time comes. So
yep.
You'll be sticking through the air on that. But we'll go over to the FM side for just a little bit until Giulianelli of Peters Township comes back here on the mats and gets underway for her quarterfinal round. So we'll be back shortly here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
95.3 WJPA.
Send a letter accepting responsibility for the accident. And as far as cost to the county taxpayers,
at the end of the day, it's not going to cost a tax.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Welcome back here to the Giants Center in Hershey. Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith. We got Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. She is coming up here in just a short while. She is in the hole right now on her mat. Ava Golding of Kiski area is on the mat right now that she's on. She's in the third period, about 30 seconds left, and Golding is up 5-0. So Golding looking like she'll go into the semis. The next match after that is Violet LeShore of Chestnut Ridge. Obviously, a very, very good wrestler for Chestnut Ridge. So anticipating the potential that could be a quick match. And if that is the case, obviously, we want to be here and ready to go for you for Giulianelli. So she is in the hole right now. Should be coming up here very shortly. And then we will be bringing that match to you. So Ava Golding is wrapping up her match, a win, 5-0. So one more match to go before Giulianelli. And then, obviously, we get into the consolations where we have a lot of girls.
We're ready to roll here with consolation. We're already seeing on the Giants Center scoreboard the mats are not being filled in, which means that this quarterfinal round is coming to a close, as Greg alludes to. And when we hopefully finish up with Giulianelli's match, we can roll right in to those consolation matches for the girls' side of the bracket.
Yeah, those that girls' second round of consies is on the
schedule for 1:15. So we'll see if they stick to that. They usually try to stick to the times in the program. So we may see a little bit of a break, may not. Just depends how quickly some of these matches go. So, but right now we have 10 girls coming up in that round of consolations, which really that is the huge round, right? You win, you're into the medal round, and you're coming home with a medal. You lose, obviously, your season ends. So big blood round coming up here for several girls in Washington and Greene County, but 10, potentially 11 if Julian Elliott is unable to win here in the quarterfinals. But Solomon right now the lone semifinalist for Washington and Greene County, and Julian Elliott looking to join her. So we're going to step aside, and as Violet LaShore has come out to the mat, and she'll be trying to punch her ticket to the semis. And once that happens, we will be coming on with Julian Elliott of Peters Township. So we'll have that for you in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per-unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
And we are back, and Julian Elliott of Peters Township is going on the mat. She'll be wrestling Esmeralda Telez of Reading. And they are underway. It was a quick fall by LaShore.
Just as you called it.
Yeah, she's very, very good for Chestnut Ridge, so expected that one to potentially go quick. So Julian Elliott underway here in the quarterfinals for Peters Township.
Yeah, a lot of heavy hand fighting. Telez pushing into Julian Elliott a bit, but still no shot attempt as Julian Elliott breaks away from the tie-up and they re-engage.
Julian Elliott, a 5-1 winner in the round of 16 yesterday over Liz Carla Gorlin Vasquez of Parkland.
Still just pushing into each other here, so nothing quite to show yet. Telez seems to be maybe trying to push tempo a little bit, but Julian Elliott standing firm. Telez wanting to really tie up tight. And while Julian Elliott will accept it a few times, she seems more hesitant to want to maybe create some separation. Continue to push into each other. A quick snap attempt there by Telez, but and Julian Elliott shreds that. A lot of headgear jostling around. We've seen Julian Elliott a few times kind of adjust the headgear as Telez comes in. Again, pretty up-tempo. Just 15 seconds remain in the period, and we're going to get a whistle. I'm not sure so much of a stalemate as maybe just a chance to alert both wrestlers, but they'll re-engage here just 10 seconds to go. Snap attempt there. Julian Elliott now trying to be heavy on the head, but she will push Telez away. And this first period will come to a close. No score after one.
This is a rematch of the quarterfinals last year where Giulianelli won 7-1.
I was going to say, Telez is a name I remember. I wouldn't have been able to necessarily place her against Giulianelli, but yeah, two wrestlers that, as you mentioned, familiar with each other. And familiar enough that even this, specifically to this round.
That's right. So, yeah, same round and everything. Giulianelli, a fourth place finisher in the state last year. She's headed to Edinburgh, a junior.
Giulianelli trying to cut away up to her feet, and she is able to separate and find the escape point. So Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township now leads 1-0 here in the second period.
Telez is a senior and a fifth-place finisher in the state last year. So you got number 4 against number 5 from a year ago in a rematch of a quarterfinal matchup.
It's not unusual for wrestlers, obviously, to meet more than once in Hershey. I bet it's probably more unusual, though, that they would find each other again in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, same round and everything.
Right. And so far, this match has been pretty even as they, again, on their feet, about 1:05 to go in the second period. Giulianelli leading 1-0. First real shot attempt. Telez tried kind of a sweeping single. Giulianelli able to sprawl and clear herself, so they'll tie back up. Real tight tie-off. They've gone forehead to forehead a couple of times. Kind of a half shot attempt there by Telez, but Giulianelli again separates. Under 30 seconds to go, second period.
Yeah, a lot of jockeying for positioning right now.
Yeah. Both of them a similar kind of body type, too. No true height advantage. So probably very similar styles, it seems to appear, between these two wrestlers. And, yeah, the second period's going to come to a close. A shot attempt there by Telez at the end of the period. Giulianelli almost able to find herself around, but she won't, and we're going to get, seems like, injury time.
Yeah, she was looking at towards her forehead.
I don't see any blood or anything. Trainer out.
I don't know if maybe they bumped heads or maybe she got scraped.
Yeah, maybe the headgear. Yeah, they have been probably not the most eloquent way. They've been kind of headbutting, basically kind of into each other. And you're right that the tie-ups have been kind of ear to ear and then kind of back forehead to forehead. You're right. Maybe there's just something, a little stinger or something like that. Not right to speculate too much. She'd be intended to by her coaches and trainers here on site. She's up to her feet and appears to be ready to wrestle here in this third period.
Yeah, trails 1-0.
Leads
1-0. Telez getting on the bottom.
Wonder if you're Telez here, if maybe you're thinking, maybe you spend a little bit of time looking for an escape or a sit out. Maybe looked for 2 points as opposed to one. As Giulianelli begins riding here, 10 seconds in, still riding on top.
So far, good job of riding here for
really nice.
Giulianelli. Maybe we'll get those couple of chop blocks in.
Yep. Yeah, best defense is a good offense, and I think, yeah, it's smart from Giulianelli here, I think, to not just defend against the escape to tie it up, but, you know, yeah, maximize your opportunity on top.
Yeah, if there's a way to get a couple of back points here, that way then if she does get the escape,
right,
you know, you're going to have the ability to still win the match and not have to get that takedown.
Yeah, really, really, I think, great effort here. She's been really hard, especially on that right arm, trying to cinch down, although Telez up to her feet. and is able to turn away. Just under a minute to go, third period, score 1-1.
That's where if you had the college time riding time point, that would be critical.
She had like a minute right there.
Yeah. Yep.
Telez in on a shot. Giulianelli trying to sprawl back and hook the ankle. Telez in pretty tight, though, coming up the body. And Telez with a takedown with just 30 seconds to go. Telez with a takedown of Giulianelli. Giulianelli's got to go now, just 25 to go.
Yeah, that was a deep shot right there, and it seems like it's taken the wind out of Giulianelli a bit.
Yeah, as Telez had a half in, has Giulianelli broken down onto her stomach. And now Telez, cross face, just 10 seconds to go. As Esmeralda Telez of Reading is going to avenge last year's quarterfinal loss to Giulianelli. She will win 4-1 at 190 pounds here on the girls' side. Telez the winner over Giulianelli of Peters Township.
Avenges that loss from the quarterfinals a year ago. And Telez is your winner. So we will have several girls coming up here in the consolation round. We're going to step aside. Quick timeout. We'll come back with a preview of what's to come here in just a short while. You are listening to the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You deserve a bank that drives your business, one that's with you for the long haul, and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great observer events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. The Summer Concert Series debuts in June, then Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're ready to celebrate with you at the next Observer Reporter event.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
12 wrestlers remain for Washington Green County for the girls' side in the PIAA Championships. 11 of those will wrestle in the next round here in the consolation. So Marley Solomon is the lone Washington Green County wrestler who has clinched a medal. She will be wrestling in the semifinals here later on tonight. But for the rest of the remaining girls, they will be wrestling here in this upcoming consolation round. Winner gets a medal, loser sent home. So a big round coming up.
Yeah, tons of opportunity, though. As you mentioned, 11 wrestlers, though, still with a chance. So, I certainly anticipate more than a few of them to find their way into the other medal rounds, and hopefully all 11 of them do. So great opportunity here as we've, as you mentioned, have that coming up next.
Yeah, Araceli Clem of Cannon McMillan at 100 pounds. Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry. Malia Ramos of Cannon McMillan at 106. Raya Senapal of Burgistown at 112. Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan at 124. Abigail Dolanch of Avella at 136. Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry at 136. And Josie Mason of West Green at 136. So 136 is our weight, Greg. We're going to be busy. Aaliyah? Henderson of Cam McMillan at 148, Audrey Calguero of Cam McMillan at 170, and Liliana Julianelli of Peters Township at 190. So those are the girl wrestlers that will be coming to the mats here in this consolation round. And that will start at 1:15. That's what time it's scheduled for at the moment. Doesn't look like they'll be adjusting the schedule, as the final three matches are being wrestled right now. I would stick with us, especially I would say, you know, stick with us because
stick
you never know, right? I think is the biggest thing. Like typically they do like to stick to the schedule. The schedule on here that we have right now says 1:15 for the second round of consolations. So again, they like to stick to what is printed in the program. Yeah. But just in case they do decide to get the round started a little early, considering how much wrestling we still have coming up between AAA boys quarters and then obviously all the semifinals still to come, they could decide to try to kick it off a little bit early. But right now it'll be a 1:15 start is what's scheduled. So we're going to go back to the FM side for a bit, and we'll be back here around that time to bring you those matchups here on the other side. So we'll be back shortly on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
95.3 WJPA.